houses don't generally appreciate in value. Now, that's quite a statement for homeowners of America to listen to, that their house doesn't appreciate, when people think and they go on Zillow and they can see that house is appreciated. In truth, the toilet in the house did not go up in value. The ceiling fan installed 11 years ago did not go up in value. The windows that have broken seals, if they were thermal, didn't go up in value. The driveway that's cracked a little bit because it's been there a decade didn't go up in value. The house actually depreciates. It's the ground that generally appreciates. The ground didn't wear out. The ground is getting scarcer over the years because they're not building any more of it. They're tearing houses down in many locations just to get more ground. When 2008 happened in real estate in California, in some areas went from 1 million to 500,000, 2 million to 1 million. My question for you is, did the carpet depreciate at such a rate during that time the houses lost half their value? Did the roofs go down in value so fast that the houses lost half their value? No, it was the ground depreciated so badly that builders all disappeared. Most of them did, because nobody was there to buy that commodity. The roof, there's no way, could cut the value of a house in half because the roof is such a small percentage of it. Same with the flooring, same with the light fixtures that haven't been replaced in years. Those things don't depreciate as fast as ground appreciates or depreciates. Yes, you can pump your house full of money and the house will go up in value. However, if you could add ground to your property, that generally tends to appreciate. Now, homeowners generally can't do that, add ground, because that's an appreciable asset, and a house depreciates. Now, the one thing I'll say about houses is the lumber inside your walls, whether it was 2 years ago or 22 years ago, tends to appreciate. Your infrastructure tends to go up in value because 22 years ago, the labor cost and the lumber cost was lower. So it's cost more to replace that property in your ceilings, in your basements, in your attic, and everything. The lumber and the labor cost a lot way back then. So that part does appreciate, doesn't go out of style, but there's infrastructure and there's a ground and there's functional features. Functional features depreciate because, again, there's no way your carpet went up in value or your ceiling fan from 11 years ago, what have you. You could pump it full of money, but in general, as soon as you do, those things start to depreciate. And if you paid $12,000 for a new driveway, you don't get $12,000 back because you don't get the profit from the contractor. It's part of your appreciation. Again, if you put new windows in, you spend $35,000 or $12,000, and the window guy says you're going to get all your money back. In many, many, many years down the road, it takes so many years to get generally a return on the improvement. The improvement helps sell the property. Doesn't mean it's a dollar for dollar return. Paint, flooring, light fixtures tend to have high rate of return because you could have mass appeal with those things. In any case, this audio was about ground is what's appreciating generally for a property, not necessarily the house itself. Keep that in mind when you are looking for your next purchase, as well as when you're selling your current asset, your current home, that the realtor that you've interviewed to sell your property is using these strategies to determine and defend your property during what's a crucial conversation that's called contract negotiations. So once again, thank you for coming to the HomeZoop Library. We hope it's been informative to you, and we hope that it helps you choose an agent who's utilizing these concepts for determining your price during contract negotiation, defending your number. Thank you.